A pantser, a plotter, and real talk about the indie author life. If you're ready to get the support you need for your author career and life, join international indie bestseller Angela J. Ford and young adult fantasy author Stephanie Bwabwa as they talk about all the things, writing, publishing, and the real life of an indie author. Thanks for tuning in to the Indie Author Lifestyle Show. Together, let's build the writing life you love.
Hello and welcome to the Indie Author Lifestyle Show. We are here recording in late October. I'm here to chat about a new app for book lovers and a marketing tool for authors. So I'm super excited to dive into our topic for today. But before we get there, Stephanie, how is it going?
Hello, hello. Welcome, everyone. So I'm good. At the time that this will air, I will have just been writing. I'm not talking too much about it anymore because now I'm just in the trenches of the Seraphim Falling sequel. So I am having a great time working on that. Just knee deep. I'm excited because I've been working on my marketing plan for it. You know, can't release an asset without planning on what you're going to do to make sure it's successful. So I have my entire schedule planned out as far as like title reveals, cover reveals, when the book is launching. So like I know, which is good for me because then that means, oh, okay, dude, like you need to finish writing it at this time. You need to get it to betas at this time, edit by this time, get it to an editor at this time. So I'm excited. The cover right now is in the works with my cover designer. She is phenomenal. She is an amazing illustrator, really happy, and I love working with her. This is not my first time working with her, and it has been a pleasant experience, and so I'm thankful for that. It was cool because I did get to speak a little bit with her about my past experiences with other designers, which is legit because it's like when you're working with someone, at least for me, I view it in the sense that like I'm building a relationship with these individuals that I work with, whether they're a designer or an editor. And for me, especially because she will be working with me, you know, for right now, long term, because she's really going to be the designer behind a lot of covers that will be coming out. And so it's important for me to like know who it is that I will be dealing, you know, working with for quite some time. And so like it was cool to be able to just talk a bit about my experience and like hear from her end as a designer, like what goes through their heads and stuff. But yeah, I'm excited. The cover is in the works and I'm already, you know, getting things set up as far as like working with influencers, which this will be my first time releasing a book with the help of influencers. So that will be, I will be a case study, so to speak, of my own right, because I will really be paying attention to see how this release goes with the help of these Instagram influencers. So that'll be really interesting. I know the Bookstagram community is massive, but you also have to be very strategic as far as like who you're working with and like the kind of audience that they have, the kind of engagement that they get. So I'm excited. I'm just in the trenches of work. Let's just be real. You know, I said a ton of fancy, fluffy words just to say I'm working. Like, you know, it is quarter four. It is the last quarter of 2020, which a ton of people have already flushed this year down the toilet. I refuse to. We have time still, which means we have opportunity, which means we have a chance to still do something amazing. So while people are upset with 2020 and like kicking it to the curb, I'm out here already preparing for 2021, right? Like this is, It's like a mindset thing too with this whole season, with the book, with the new books that are going to be coming out and all of that. I'm also focusing on the fact that, you know, Q4 for most people is like Q1 of the next year for me, right? So like I'm just digging in so that I can really crush quarter one of next year. So I am working. It's fun. Don't worry. You know, no boo-hoos here's for me. I'm having fun. I'm loving the story that I am writing. Y'all are going to think it is dope because I don't think you have read it. You have read angelic stories like this before. So that's good to look forward to, but that's what I'm working on, having a good time. But yeah, I'm just in the trenches working. What about you?
I love that. I love that you kind of like put your head down, you're working, you're making it happen. And I think that's so encouraging. And I think you're right about this fourth quarter being more of a time of like planning and getting things done and preparing for 2021. I am in the same vibe. And we've actually had a lot of content release on Indie Author Lifestyle that really is focused more about making sure you have your author business plan. We had Christian Kiefer from Well Storied share a blog post. It was posted in early October, but you can find that on the website and we'll include a link in the show notes. But really just talking about, you know, having a plan for your business. And if you start out and you don't have a plan, like how are you actually going to know if you're meeting your goals? How are you going to define success if you don't even know where you're going? And I think that's so key and so important. And the same way with how you're sitting down and gearing up for marketing and putting your plan together, which is awesome. I'm really excited about your new releases. I can't wait to read. I can't wait to see the cover. Like it's just going to be awesome. Anyway, I'm so excited about it. I'm not slowing down, so to speak, but I feel like I'm slowing down because I don't have a bunch of pre-orders where I need to like write a novel and then release them. I have two more short stories coming out this year. One releases October 31st, and then the last one releases November 30th. Those are like 20 to 30,000 words, pretty easy to write, just fun. But aside from that, I'm spending a lot of time working on my novels for 2021 because these are big, long, fat novels and I need so much time to write them. Like this is none of this like, let's sit down and write, you know, 50,000 words in a month. It's like, okay, let's sit down and really like deep dive into the story. And there are a lot of things I've been doing, like actually plotting it out, diving into my characters and figuring out, okay, this is their character arc. A lot of things that I don't normally do before a story, but it's really helping me just kind of like sink into it. And then when I write, it just is coming out. And then one thing I'm also doing is putting together a glossary because I keep finding that when I want to go back to like a character's features or what they wear or like the special token that they carry, it really helps me to just have everything in one place where I can just like flip over to a document and go, okay, here it is. Or here's the explanation of this race. Or here is what this this whole like kind of castle looks like. Just have those overviews. And usually I write them and then I kind of like copy the paragraph over into my glossary. That's like super helpful with helping me prep and prepare and make sure I'm ready to write my next epic fantasy series. So there's a lot going on. A lot of it is behind the scenes. No one will really see it, but it's really fun and super cool.
Yeah, no, that's legit. I love that you're doing that. And for those of you listening, you know, Angela's version of a glossary is what some of you might have heard as a series Bible, book Bible. It's the same thing. It's essentially just tracking all of the little details in the story so that number one, when you go to write the sequel, you keep things in order. You know, their hair isn't green one day in the first book and then you make it like purple in the next one, right? Like so, and that's really important. And I love that you're doing that because I'm actually doing that too. It's really helpful. As I write, I've learned to not block myself with the unknowns. And so what I'll do is I'll write and I'll put it in a placeholder word so that I can just go back and search it when I'm editing and then like fill all those in. And, you know, laugh if you want to, but my placeholder word this time is baboons. So every time I don't know something, you just see capital letters, baboons. It's just like littered throughout the manuscript.
I'm dying here. I'm dying.
I do that. And I have that everywhere. I have that in there for names. I have that in there for like descriptions. I have that in there for anything, you know, like if they reach a place and I'm like, I'm really not about to try and like force myself to figure this out right now. I just put in the word baboons and I keep it pushing. And that's awesome though, because like if I do pick something out right on the spot, I did start putting my Scrivener in a way where I could have the series Bible within the story that I'm working on so that I'm not confused. And what I'm slowly doing is adding important details from the first story, Seraphim Falling, adding them in there, you know, facial descriptions, body descriptions, you know, symbolism, all of that type of thing, because now they're starting to show up in the second book and I'm like, shoot, I forgot. I forgot what so-and-so looks like or what so-and-so's name was or like their official title or like what means what, you know, what happened when. So I think that's really cool. That's awesome. I mean, I know you're supposed to be slowing down, but let's just be real. You're not. So technically your head is down and you're getting the work done too. Yes, indeed. I did just call her out because Angela has written all of her books for the year. And so she's supposed to take a break and she's still writing. Like she's still, and she has not slowed down. So
it's an addiction. I'm telling you, this writing thing is an addiction. It gets in your head and in your heart. And then all of a sudden you can't stop.
That's legit. That's a thing though. Like I realized I wrote more than I thought this year. And I was like, oh wow. Like these things, you know, these stories are all about to come out. And I'm really excited because like, I don't foresee myself taking a break anytime soon, just because now I'm in the swing of the series. I'm like, oh, we're just going to keep on rolling. So I am excited. We're obviously having a good time catching you guys up on all the things. Another thing that we want to talk to you guys about, we're going to do like a more official hoorah everywhere later on. But you guys, we are 1 year old. We are 1 year old. That is exciting. We have been chatting with y'all for a year. We've been bringing you author content and guests and, you know, just tips and strategies, workshops now, and all of this content for a year on how to be a career indie author. So that's awesome. Like, how has it already been a year?
I honestly am blown away because it's just been really fun. And I think I've said this in other podcast episodes, but I'll say it again, like podcast day is awesome. Like it's just fun, like talking, there's no pressure. We just have a great conversation and we get to meet awesome authors and other creators. So it's really fun. And we really love bringing all of you guys this content. And we're enjoying it. So here's to another year.
Seriously, here is to another amazing year. We already have some things in the works for y'all. Listen, I don't know if you're ready. I just really don't know if this industry is ready because we're not playing. Like, we're out here to serve. Okay, we are here to serve the people. And we're really excited because we really believe that what's going to be coming out over at Indie Author Lifestyle will really help y'all. Like it will really help you with your career as an author. That is who you are. If you needed permission, now you have it. You are a career author. So we're excited to just be on this journey with you guys. That is so a year. I'm so excited. It's going to be awesome. But yeah, so we have things that will be coming out. An announcement will come out within the week or so. By the time this releases, it might most likely already be out. That'll be really fun. Just some surprises for you guys. You'll see it when it comes out. But yeah, we are a year, so we'll be celebrating with you guys. And
before we get started talking on today's topic, here's a word about our Indie Author Lifestyle Workshops. Workshops are designed for career authors who want in-depth training on certain topics to help you take your career to the next level.
Join us each month to dig into writing, publishing, and book marketing strategies for only $27.99. Plus, get access to the exclusive community. Find out our topic of the month by going to indieauthorlifestyle.com/workshops. Now, back to our episode. We can go ahead and dive into our topic for today, which we are talking about a super awesome tool that has recently released. It's been several, I can't say for sure when it first released, but it is a new tool for authors. And what's awesome is it is a new tool specifically for the indie community. Now, I'm going to go ahead and apologize to all of our listeners right now, because, you know, our landscaping company thought to bless us with their services precisely at the time that we're recording. So if you hear a whole lot of foolishness in the background, I apologize in advance. That said, so now you know not to be distracted by the nonsense you hear in the background, should you hear it, because it's really loud. Yeah, there is a new tool out for indies, and it is awesome. And what I love about it, it is for the readers and for authors. It benefits us on both sides of the coin. So Angela, we're going to be diving into it. She is like on the inside, so to speak. So it'll be cool to just get some more insights on this tool so that you can have something else in your arsenal to help you as both a reader, but especially as an indie author. And this tool that we are talking about is called BookSniffer. So Angela, what is BookSniffer? How much is it? And where can we get it?
Oh gosh, I am so excited about this brand new app. BookSniffer is an app for book lovers. And so if you think about it, I don't know if you can like think about what your favorite app is for that brings you books. Good. And the closest thing that comes to my mind, like you said, is Goodreads. Like that is really the only app that I'm aware of where I can find out about books. And I mean, there's Amazon, there's Kindle and stuff, but that's more for reading. And so what BookSniffer does is, first of all, it brings you deals. And so you can log onto the app every single day. And this is what I use it for the most. You can get on and you can look at deals. So if you like free books or inexpensive books, or you want something to be under $5, you can go on, get on the app. You can sort by genre, and then you can just scroll through and see what the deals are for the day. And what this is pulling from, well, I mean, it just basically just pulls in all the deals. So if you used to go to BookBub and look and say, okay, I want to know what's free, what's 99 cents, what's $2.99 today, you can just go to BookSniffer and do that. If you were following just like any other site that would send you email notifications telling you about free and discounted books, you can see all of that on BookSniffer. So that's really exciting. And I love that as a reader, just being able to go and look and like download new books, which, I mean, I'm first and foremost a reader, so I do that way too much. And so not only that, you can also search in the app. So if there are certain authors that you're looking for, or certain books you're looking for, you can just go to search and just type in their name and search for them. And once you find an author, there actually are two things that you can do. So number one, you can actually follow authors. And so this is something that, you know, Amazon lets you do this, BookBub lets you do this, BookSniffer also lets you do this. You can follow your author. But the thing that is different from all the other sites where you can follow an author is that you, as a reader, you can get notifications from authors on your phone. So this will be like a push notification. It will show up and you can decide how much you want to receive these messages. And one of the things I like about that is that you are in control. So you can say, send me messages as soon as they come out. Or you can say, send me messages every day at noon, because that's when I actually have time to read them. So you as a reader are in control of how many notifications you're getting and when you're getting them. So if there's a time when you know that, okay, right before I go to bed, I like to read these notifications, you can do that. So that's really exciting. And then So not only can you follow those authors, but you can get notifications from every author you're following. But then you can look at their books and you can add them to your shelf. And so you can build your own ginormous library, the Book Sniffer app. Shelves, you can name them. Like, I have a shelf for thrillers. I have a shelf for fantasy. I have a shelf for YA fantasy. I have all my favorite books that I've already read. You can actually rate them inside the app. You can leave notes about it. You can actually go through and share your library with your friends. So if someone's like, hey, I want to know what you're reading today, you can just pull up your shelf and go, bam, here you go. Here's your list. And you can just shoot that over to them and they can pull it up on the Book Sniffer app. And so this app, it originally came out, I think our test version came out in fall of 2019. Mm-hmm. It was for Android only, but now we have it available not only for Android, but also for iPhone. So that is fantastic. And it's just a fun way for readers to fall in love with books again. And one of the best things that came out, this released in very early October, are Book Sniffer Rewards. And so what Book Sniffer Rewards do, and this again, this is all the reader side of it, is as a reader, you can go in, you can sign up for rewards, you can share them with your friends, and as your friends sign up for Book Sniffer, then you earn rewards. And once you accumulate enough points, you can cash them in and get whatever book you want. Hardcover, paperback, ebook. You just paste in the link and say, hey, I want the collector's edition of Lord of the Rings now. And you can cash in your points. And there are different tiers. And so you can see once you have enough points to actually turn that into the equivalent of cash, then you can cash that in and Book Sniffer will send you your books. And so I think that's a really fun way for readers to get involved. Not only are they do they have one place to go to for author discounts and then to figure out, you know, like, let me hear from authors that I love and let me also earn rewards. Like, you have all of this in one place. And so that is what the Book Sniffer app is. And as of the release of this, it is available in the United States. It will be coming international soon. And we have an email address where you can send for any like ideals, suggestions, all of that. Book Sniffer is open to all of that. We're in growth mode, so we're growing. And so that is something that, you know, we love that feedback. We love hearing back from people and saying, ooh, it'd be really cool if you did that. And then we can put that on our roadmap and make it happen.
No, that is legit. I love that because that's a real thing. Like, I didn't process that until now, that the only real, like, the only app that I have for books is Goodreads, which is insane because when you think about it, like, you know, people love social media. They have like five different apps they can go to, right? Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, you know? And yet here we are as obsessive book lovers, and unless we're going to Amazon to drop 99 cents or higher on an ebook, or, you know, to get a book from Kindle Unlimited, we don't have any other place to go besides Goodreads. And here's the thing, I love, love, love Goodreads. You know, the ability to have, you know, book reading challenges for the year, and you know, they do different awards, you know, for, you know, your favorite book in the XYZ genre, for what kind of story, etc. Like, they have all of this stuff going on, but Goodreads has a lot of traditionally published books, and a lot of the focus is on traditionally published books. So even with their awards, right, you know, best young adult fantasy, best young adult romance, best, you know, thriller, best mystery, whatever, when there's these rewards, the users, the consumers of Goodreads typically are traditionally published book lovers, right? Like, that's typically what they read, that's typically what they support, and what they buy, what they auto buy, as they say, right? And so when these awards are happening, when new things are coming out, they're not necessarily looking at, I mean, sure, our content as authors is on Goodreads, right? If it's on Amazon, it, you know, it goes out to Goodreads and whatnot, but it's harder to get attention on Goodreads as an independently published author rather than if you were someone who had a publishing house behind them. You really can't grab the readers like other authors can. And so I think that it's phenomenal that there is an app out here that's like, listen, we've heard the cry of the indie. We're here for you. Like, you know, and this really helps readers because I can't express how often I've seen readers that are like, hey, you know, I want to get into more indie author published books, but I don't know who to start with. I don't know where to find them. I don't know which books are quality. I don't know like where to go. And so it like now it's like, oh, well, here's the end all be all. Like just, well, go to Booksniffer. Like, you know, it's like, you know, now there's an app that it's like there is a greater chance for these readers to for in an easy way, and it has an easy user interface too. I mean, the app is not difficult to use at all. I've played around with it myself already, and I love it. You know, Angela says she has all these different shelves, as do I. Child, I have a fantasy shelf, YA fantasy mystery, girl, living my best life. I started following like all these authors, and then it's awesome because their entire book catalog is on there. So if you're brand new to an author, you have no idea like what they publish, or you know what I mean, you all of their books are there. So it's like, oh, well, look at here, I am set. And so I love that. And from what I see, it's free. Yeah, like especially from a reader's standpoint, they don't have to pay anything to get into it.
Yeah, absolutely. Booksniffer is 100% free. It is free for readers. And then there's also the author side and signing up and having an account and being able to message your readers, which we'll dig deeper into that in a minute. But that also is free. And so there's no cost. This is like, just go and enjoy and have fun. Go wild. And one of the other things we did to make the app even more fun is the authors. Well, I mean, Booksniffer is created by authors for authors and readers. But before we created the app, we had a group on Facebook called Epic Fantasy Fanatics. And it just so happened that in that group, people just went wild with posting like quotes and memes and just like all this stuff. Like, you know, they love books, they love reading, but they just went wild with it. And so now we have an entire section on the app. So if you just want to look at memes and if you just want to look at quotes and laugh, you can do that. They're all book related. They're all hysterical. Like you can just scroll through that, laugh your heart out, share with your friends, whatever. Like that whole section is there as kind of like a fun bonus just to get you excited. And maybe you don't feel like reading. You just want to scroll through fun things. We've got you.
Listen, 2020 is a year when you need to just treat yourself to some gifts, some memes, some quotes. You hear me? Like, this is the year for you to binge on some hilarious memes. And I'm telling you what, I have seen some funny memes out there that had me in tears. It's hilarious because they're accurate. So, but I love that. I love that it's just, it's easy to use and it's fun. You know, I cannot stand when an app is difficult to use. It's like, you're supposed to make our lives easier. That's why you're an application. No, but I love that. And so just a little bit more on the reader standpoint. So would you say, not that I don't foresee people, you know, X-naying Goodreads, right? But would you say if someone wanted to just have Booksniffer, it would be like having a good, like they would still have the same experience that they would have on a Goodreads? Obviously not the same thing because, you know, they're not the same application, but, you know, they could still have that same experience as a reader, you know, wanting to get books, wanting to check in on authors, wanting to, I don't know if they're able to set goals to read or not, but, you know, just being able to engage, right? Would you say that they would find that satisfactory with Booksniffer as a reader?
Oh, absolutely. And it's just one of the things where it's just fun to get started and fun to go and build your shelves and be able to share those with people and say, okay, this is what I'm reading. You know, let's all read this book together. So yeah, I definitely think so. And as always, there are just so many different things in the roadmap. So this is like a continued, like there will be continued features that are added and stuff to continue to improve it. So I'm really excited about it. And yeah, I definitely think that, you know, the biggest comparison is to Goodreads right now, but it's just going to go far.
Yeah, no, I'm excited about, like, I'm genuinely excited about that bias because I'm an author. Not really, but I'm excited because, like I said, it's an indie targeted platform, you know, it's by us, for us. And I really like that because it just makes finding your people so much easier. You know, I've been wanting to read more YA and connect with more YA authors who are indie. But what I'm not about to do is go scour Amazon for 3 hours and see, all right, which one of y'all are indie? I think you are. Let me reach out. I'm not doing that. Like, you know, so to have an app where I'm like, okay, I know y'all are indie. All right, let me go through your catalog and see. All right, I'm going to start this book. Do I like it? Cool. Maybe I can reach out and make a new friend, you know, because that's another thing too. It's like, you know, we also make friends through social. And I think this is a platform where readers can really find authors that, you know, they can connect with even on a more personal level. But now let's talk about it. It is by authors, yes, for readers, but for authors. So let's go on and talk about the perks for authors, because your girl is an author. You are an author. And if you're listening to this, chances are you want to be or already are an author. And so you need tools that will advance you in this year coming 2021 so you can catch up on everything you lost in 2020. Hello? So, okay. Okay, let's keep it real. 2020 came out here and backhanded us all types of ways. So we need something that'll get us back in the game. Okay, so what would you say are some of the best benefits of BookSniffer for authors?
Oh gosh, where to begin? Just everything about it. No, I'm kidding, but not really. Like it's just been a year where authors are like, okay, my ads aren't working anymore. And Facebook has shut down my account multiple times. And back in the day, there used to be the Facebook chat where you could put together a bot and send out automated messages and you could grow that and reach readers. You can't do that anymore without paying for it. Like it's all like a pay to play thing. And then you have Amazon over here where you can follow authors on Amazon. But as an author, I don't know what that means. I don't know how many followers I have. I don't know when Amazon will decide to send out a notification to my readers about my new release or my pre-order. Same thing with BookBub. BookBub decides whether or not they want to send these things out. Like, once they decide, okay, publish date, you are authorized. Okay, now you can go. Like, I don't have any control over these things. And I feel like even with like email marketing, we spend all this time like building and growing and building and growing. And then we don't have control. Or in order to get control, we have to pay. We just have to pay to run the ads to see, to make sure that the people that like our page are even seeing it, which is just crazy. But with BookSniffer, you can focus on that growth. You can get people to follow you, and then you don't have to pay anything in order to message them. So the power is back in your hands. And this is not an email that's going into a cluttered inbox. This is a notification that's going to an app, and people are already spending so much time on their phones anyway. They're using apps more. And so this is a notification that goes on an app. And again, like I mentioned earlier, as a reader, when you're setting up your account, you choose what time you want those notifications to come in. And so if I'm setting a time and I'm saying, okay, this is the best time for me to read stuff, and these authors are sending out emails, then I'm much more likely to read it because this is the time that works best for me versus, you know, okay, let's make sure everyone gets this email at 7 o'clock in the morning. And let's try to find a mailing provider that will let rates go higher than 20%. Are people even opening it? Are they reading it? And so there are stats in the back end for authors. And to sign up for our account, you can go directly to authors.booksniffer.com and you can sign up for that. It's free. You can message your readers, and there's even a little link in there. Every author gets their own personal referral link, and you can share that with your newsletter. And as people click on it, depending on what device they're on, it will automatically direct them to either the app in the Apple Store or the app in the Google Play Store, just depending on their device. And then from there, you can go ahead and you can track how many followers you have. See that right there on your dashboard. You can go to messages, you can send them a message. And then one other kind of fun feature that BookSniffer has is the ability to create, like if you just want to create a graphic that has your book cover on it, a 3D graphic, you can do that in there for free. They have different, let's see, I think there's like the Facebook, the Instagram, the Twitter, like, you know, just different sizes in there. But that's just like a one click that you can do and download that and share that. And so there are different features in there for authors, but I think the messaging feature is probably something that will be the most popular one, because you can message your fans, all your fans, and you can take back that control. And so that's something that is free and will always be free. Just once per month, you can message all of your readers. And then the other thing that is really big and that is going on is BookSniffer is going to give away $1 million in advertising to authors. And so I'm really excited about this, because the advertising section of BookSniffer is being built out, and I'm really excited to see this. And so this is for us authors. You know, like we struggle sometimes with just getting that visibility and getting our stuff seen. And so being able to advertise directly within the app will be huge. And of course, this is the part where, you know, this kind of comes with like, you know, pay to play part of it. But I'm really excited about this, because what BookSniffer is doing is going to give away $1 million in free advertisements to authors who help us build up to 1 million readers. And so that's going to be really exciting, because you'll be able to start off with a credit in advertising money. And so in order to qualify for that, all you have to do is sign up for an account, share with your readers, and that's it. Just like focus on growing your followers. And just depending on how many followers you have, by the time we reach 1 million users, and users, that would be the reader side of it, that depending on how many you have and how many other people have, you'll be in a tier to win some advertising credit. And so that is coming soon. I'm really excited for that. Actually, that is already going on. And so you can just sign up, and anyone that signs up and starts gaining followers is automatically in the running for it. So that's super duper easy.
So tell me, if I as an author, I'm like, okay, I'm releasing, like, let's say it's January 2021. And as an author, I'm like, okay, I am going to publish in April. I know that I am going to share an update in February, several updates in March, and then the final updates up to the launch in April. And, you know, of course, afterwards, you know, keeping up if I were to create, you know, swag like mugs or, you know, character cards or whatever. Would an author be able to get, like, push out this information to whomever follows them on BookSniffer?
Absolutely. And so that's one of the things that's really exciting about BookSniffer, is that you are not limited to just sharing about your book and your new release. You can share anything you like. If you have book swag, if you are going on tour, if you're looking for readers to advance readers, if you're looking for more pre-orders, like this is your messaging. You can even take a scaled down version of your email, and you can share that in BookSniffer. And so this is your platform. This is your way to communicate with your readers. There aren't any limits on that. So that's the part that gets me really excited, because I don't have to sit down and say, okay, let me create a 200 character message and send that to my readers or to my followers. You can send something that's long and detailed. There'll be a link to it because it'll be longer, but it is totally fine. So that's really exciting. And so if you have something every single month that you want to send out, you can do that.
No, I love that. Okay. And I'm glad we're breaking this down, because, you know, some people, you don't people go off on assumptions, right? And so another thing then, so then here is the follow-up to that, because some might think, well, if I can reach folks on BookSniffer, why am I building a list? So would you still say that it is wise to continue to keep their email service provider and just have BookSniffer as like the extra padded sugar on top as far as getting out content? Like, you know, BookSniffer is awesome. You can push content out to it, but don't X-nay, you know, your list and what you're already doing, whether it's weekly, biweekly, or monthly.
I would say yes. Don't like just like delete your email list and be like, okay, I'm just going to use BookSniffer, just because there are still a good amount of people that don't use smartphones. And so email is going to be the best way to communicate with them. And I just had a couple readers reach out. I sent out my newsletter to my email list and I told them about BookSniffer and how they could sign up and follow me. And I had a few people write back, but I had some people say like, oh, I don't have a smartphone, or I only have a landline, and so I can't download apps on it, obviously. Haha. Just different things like that. And so I think if you're, there's still going to be that demographic that doesn't use smartphones that would prefer to have that email communication. And they are probably that 20% of people that's like opening and reading your emails. Let's be real. But on BookSniffer is going to be different, because it's an app. And so you're going to reach those people that like the app, that like using it, that like having an app to go to. And I don't have data on like the age range, but if I had to guess, I would think it would be kind of the younger generation that's a little bit more excited about that, and having that app and having that go-to to just click on and be like, ooh, okay, here we go.
Yeah, no, that is awesome. And that's true. You know, young people, they want quick and easy. Don't send them an email, send them a notification, you know? And so I love the clarity on that, because, you know, we're not advertising for you to go on and pull out all of your coin from your email service provider and like ditch the however many, you know, people that you're already serving through your emails, your email list. But we're just saying that you have so much more flexibility and so much opportunity with the BookSniffer app to really make a difference for your readers and just to make it easier, you know, getting into contact with them. And so, or is there anything else as far as like with the BookSniffer app, you know, like using it or, you know, implementing it that you think would be really beneficial for authors? I do believe that it is a tool that authors should seriously consider putting in their tool belt, especially with the growing, let's keep it above 50. Right now, the camp for Facebook is divided, right, amongst the indie community. You have diehard Facebookers, and then you have those that are like, yeah, nah, it's a hard no for me. Like, I'm gone, right? I will build a community elsewhere, which they can. Facebook is definitely huge and currently, air quotes, king, but I don't think they dominate, at least not the indie author space as they used to. Like, there isn't just only focus on Facebook ads, Facebook marketing, Facebook business page, all of this. And so I believe in good faith that BookSniffer is like a legit tool that authors really need to seriously consider using, just because of the ease of use with your audience. And so what would be some of your final thoughts on, you know, just the benefits of the tool and why indie authors specifically ought to seriously consider using BookSniffer and getting their, and just funneling their audience to BookSniffer and growing their audience on there?
Yeah, so aside from what we already discussed is that BookSniffer is brand new and there are already thousands of authors that are funneling their users into BookSniffer. And so, of course, this went out to the indie community first. And so they are the ones that are really taking it by storm and bringing their readers onto it. And I think there's definitely value in getting in on the front end of this before it blows up and pricing and promotions change. And so, for example, right now there's a promotion running that's called Sponsor a Keyword. And if you go to your author portal in BookSniffer, you'll see it on the left-hand side. But you can sponsor a keyword. And what that means is, you know, you pick a keyword, something like fantasy romance. And then you pick your books that go with it, your book that you want to be associated with that or the book you want to advertise. And then when a reader goes in and they search for that, then there will be a shelf of sponsored must reads and your book will appear there. And so, first of all, you're reaching readers who are searching for a specific genre and now you're reaching them. And so these keyword packages, they start at $99. And let me tell you for how long. They start at $99 for an entire year, plus the month of December 2020 for free. And so once you get into your author portal, you'll see that. And keywords have been going like hotcakes. It's crazy. But you can do that. And that is just an easy way. It's almost like a no-brainer way. Like it's $99 to have this consistent advertising for the next 13 months. And so that's something that there will be more opportunities like that as BookSniffer continues to grow, but it's kind of a no-brainer way to make sure you're getting your book in front of readers. Because the rules of marketing are, you know, the more someone sees something over and over and over again, the more likely they are to buy. And so BookSniffer is definitely one of those places where you can get in and you can make sure that you get that visibility. And we're not talking about bidding. We're not talking about auctions. We're talking about this is a flat rate. That's all you have to pay for an entire year. And so I think things like that where it's going to be something that is incredibly valuable for authors, like visibility for a book, but also something that's completely affordable. Those are the kind of opportunities that BookSniffer is bringing. And so just a better way to reach readers and really help you sell more books. And so I'm really excited about it. I'm really excited to see how it grows and just the different things that you'll gain from that. I mean, there's the BookSniffer Million. You got the advertising credit. You have the ability to reach out to readers. You know, you can send a message once a month for free. Like they're just those different things that are available. And it's different from what everyone else is doing. Instead of putting together another like email list to promote to, you know, like that's not it. This is an app. These are messages. And so it's just really focused on connecting the author and the reader without the headache.
I love that. Connecting the author and the reader without the headache. And trust me, there is so much headache in trying to reach your audience in 2020. It is insane. You know, the hoops that authors have to jump through to make an impact and to really grab the attention of readers and keep the attention of the readers that they've already grabbed. And so I think that this is awesome. You know, we really wanted to take the time to talk about this because, you know, as our indie community, we wanted to keep you guys on the forefront on things that are coming out specifically for you to implement in your arsenal ASAP. Like, y'all, credits for ads? Somebody let me know when Zuckerberg is giving out credits for Facebook ads. You hear me? Let me know when you can show up on Facebook with an ad and not with some credit and not have to pay squat for your ads. You know what I mean? And so like it's things like that where it's like this is the bone that you've been wanting all 2020 for your author career. And so I'm super excited. It is a fun tool. It's not just super helpful and valuable. It's a fun tool to use. I'm all up in it, you know? And so I'm excited, y'all. Go out and get you Book Sniffer, okay? All of everything that we talked about, any links that you might need, those will be in the show notes. But in all seriousness, go get yourself Book Sniffer. Thank you, Angela, so much for, you know, just breaking it down, you know, because this is a legit tool and we need it. We need it. So do you have any final thoughts? And if not, then we will see you guys on the next episode.
Yeah. And don't forget to come across to the podcast page. As always, share your thoughts. We love to hear from you. We love to hear your feedback, how your author career is going, and don't hesitate to come across and share. Thank you for tuning in to this week's episode of the Indie Author Lifestyle Show. The journey to becoming a full-time author on your own terms is easier than you think. Plus, our community is one of a kind. With workshops, writing, and marketing resources, and much more, we're here to help you live your best indie author life. Ready to dive in? Visit indieauthorlifestyle.com/innercircle for more details. Let's chat again in the next episode.